Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I have never heard the voice in my head louder than when I'm kissing someone. It's unbelievable.
Is that a good voice?
Sometimes I'm completely present and I feel every sensation that is occurring. And then other times I hear it sounds like a radio in my head.
Don't blame this on me. Is that where this is going?
No, I'm not blaming this on you. Okay. Why would I blame this on you?
I like that.
Should I blame this on you?
Probably. I guarantee somewhere in this is my fault.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a sex expert, a cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
Oh, yes. That's sick.
The fuck?
And my son is a stand-up comic, a mime, and a Buddhist clown.
Together, we chat about sex twice a week. Once on Mondays, where we chat directly with you, our lovely listener. We get to respond to your voicemails and texts. It's called the Monday Morning After Show, which stands for, that's why we call it MAS.
And by the way, I told that to Deez last night. He was like, that Cam is brilliant coming up with the name of that show. He goes, you're lucky to have him. Otherwise, you'd be nothing.
To be quite honest, our patron and number one fan of the show, Frank, came up with the idea to do Monday Morning After Show.
I feel
show.
So much better. So both of us are nothing because
We're nothing without Frank.
We're nothing without Frank.
Okay. So do you want to explain what the Thursday episode's about?
No.
We do it with a guest.
Oh, right.
And okay. The whole reason we're having these sexual conversations is because, by the way, the sexual conversation is implied that we are experiencing a sexual experience together, which is not what's happening.
At all.
We are just discussing sex because it's not... It's one of the taboo subjects in our society, and it creates stigma and shame and all this like dark shit that no one wants. And so by talking about it, you kind of shine a light on it.
You know when you said dark shit, you like squinched up your eyes and you started making like a gesture like you were holding shit.
Yeah, that's really how I feel.
Oh, okay, you did
it's
a
like
great
job.
It's
like the dark, musty corner of a like a underneath the sink where anxiety can. And mold can grow.
Well, the flip side of it is once you do start talking, it makes everything lighter and funnier.
I cannot tell you how much this podcast has helped my life. It's unbelievable.
Me too. Well, first of all, for you, it must be great because you're single and you can just go ahead and go right down there, so to speak.
Yeah, I could definitely bring it up. It makes it much easier. But also, I'm learning so much about people's different sexualities,
relationships,
what common questions that come up in people's minds that have come up in my mind that I typically would never have shared with anyone.
We should make a list of the 100 things we've learned since we've been doing this podcast for the last 3 years. But anyway, that's one of the reasons we do it.
We're starting with a bang, but
we're having fun. We're
it's a comedy podcast in nature, but we talk about sex. All right. That's for the new listeners and for the old listeners. Welcome back. We're excited to chat with you.
Yes. And as you know, we care so much about you that we have had stickers made that we want to put on everyone's laptop.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, we had another set of stickers made that have a QR code with our Sex Talk with My Mom.
It's a barcode
podcast. So you can basically, if you have a smartphone, especially an iPhone, you just open your phone and point it at the sticker and it will open the podcast app.
It's totally cool.
To our podcast. And
that
so
was, that was one of your genius moves.
Thank you.
Did Frank come up with that?
No, that was my genius move. Anyway, to all those Patreon members and people that have left us reviews, we're sending you out these QR codes and you can put it around town and fucking vandalize the world with our podcast.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm thinking put it in like highly trafficked zones, like on subways.
Yeah.
Where people are like, oh, let's do that.
This is street art, baby.
Yeah.
Sticker art. I think this is illegal, FYI.
Okay, I was about to say, can we take no responsibility if anybody gets in trouble for putting stickers on?
I am not condoning putting stickers in public places where a lot of people are going to see and learn about our podcast and grow much happier because of it. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm not saying that would really help us out and that we would love that support.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay, because I will say it. Put those stickers everywhere. Just don't tell them I sent you.
You don't give a fuck.
I give zero fucks. It's our manifesto, if you remember correctly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but wonderful thing about it is that Cam is such a, you know, takes everything so personally. He wrote a handwritten letter to every single patron who is going to get one of these stickers and the three extra stickers.
I going into that, I was kind of in a shitty mood. And after writing several dozens of letters, I became a much happier person.
I thought you were going to say you got in a shittier mood.
No. I think by putting out that love, it makes me much happier.
Oh, well, that's what they say. The true happiness is found in giving.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you'd like to give to us, you can do it on patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. The reason that that's such a wonderful place is you get, there's different tiers that you can join at, and you can have access to our special, what do they call them?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, the extra episodes.
Oh, there's an exclusive entire podcast that you can subscribe to.
Right.
Just for you. You can
RSS
listen to
feed.
RSS feed.
Yeah.
No one knows what the fuck that is. Basically, it's just like Sex Talk with My Mom, except it's called Sex Talk with My Patrons. And we get to play all of our behind the scenes footage for you guys.
Which usually ends up being the sexiest and most entertaining, because people are already calmed down and not as uptight. And we've gotten some great guests lately, like Adina Rivers. Because
it's at the very end that we record this. So they're all loosened up.
And we got them loosened up.
So, by the way,
loosen up your buttons, baby.
A big thank you to Aaron and Lindsay for becoming our new patron members.
Yes. I think one of the reasons that we're getting so many new patron members lately is because we offered a little contest.
We did. I did not consent to the contest until you announced it on the show. I was unaware that you were even thinking about making this a contest. Actually, I don't think you even thought of
making
this
a contest. No, it was one of my ADD moments, but why don't you go ahead and share the details?
Is it because you don't remember the details of the contest?
No, you want me to tell?
Yeah.
Okay. So Cam decided to try these blueberries that are laced with marijuana.
Laced.
Infused.
Yes.
Injected. They're chocolate clover blueberries that he bought at the weed store, which is legal in California. And actually, I bought it for him, and he paid me back.
Because you, of course, were at the weed store with your friend.
Of course.
Roxanne, actually, last week.
And if you guys haven't heard the last episode with Roxanne, it's spicy.
Okay.
And anyway, Cam was talking about his little sounded like an acid trip, but on weed, blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And he had such a great time. And you guys listened to that episode, which episode is that? Do you know?
Yeah, it was the last MAS. It was E183, Cam's High on Valentine's Day, MAS.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I made a declaration that if we can get 50 patrons, which I think are we halfway there right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we can get 50 patrons, we will do a podcast stoned out of our minds on these chocolate covered blueberries, okay?
Which I, by the way, does not sound at all fun for me.
Well, it sounds fun for me.
It sounds like a nightmare for me.
You know, every time I've gotten high with you, which is like twice in my life, I think, we've had a great time. Especially that one time when you made popcorn and put Nutella all over it.
Big time munchies.
Big time munchies.
I always get big time munchies.
But your eyes were bright red and you looked very disheveled. And I took a picture of you looking like that with the stoned out Nutella brain that was going on. And it was happening like 5 years ago, maybe longer. And it's on my phone now every time you call.
It's incredible.
Are you aware that that's the picture?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay.
And just for our listeners, I so rarely consume marijuana.
You guys all know that he's as straight as an arrow.
You think I'm straight as an arrow?
Well, not really, but he has his very straight moments, but then sometimes he can loosen up his buttons, baby.
Loosen up my buttons. We actually got some patron responded to us when I asked her why did she choose to join patron, and that she said, I also enjoy the occasional edible, and the recent MAS about Cam and the blueberries was hilarious. Also, truth be told, I couldn't resist the offer that if you reach a certain number of patrons, you would eat them together. See? So there are people that are taking your team.
They're taking me up on that offer. Okay, so that's all you got to do is go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. There's different tiers. You get stickers. You get all kinds of goodies like those that feed, and you get to be entered. You can push us over the edge to get to that blueberry moment.
You join the fam. It's phenomenal.
It is.
All right. Should we read a quick review from iTunes?
Yeah, of course.
Very quickly.
Why quickly?
Because I want to get into this episode.
Okay, go ahead.
This one says, comedic relief and education all in one. 5 stars by Aviva. I think we might have read this one.
I've never heard that before.
This is my friend Aviva.
Oh.
Maybe I just read it aloud to my other friend.
I never heard it before.
She says, I can't get enough of Sex Talk with My Mom. Karen and Cam's authentic dynamic make this podcast my go-to on my morning commute. It's brilliant.
I love that, Aviva. Thank you very much.
Fuck yes. Thank you, Aviva. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, sweetheart. Anyone who
by the way, Aviva's a dope-ass DJ. You should check out her music.
I like that.
You can find her on Instagram at momanddadtunes. Okay. Momanddadtunes.
Check that out.
She's a fucking rock star.
Momanddadtunes. Let me tell you something. This is an interesting thing. If you guys do, you know, have something you want shouted out, let us know in the review what's going on.
We'll give you a shout out.
We'll give you a shout out. A little shout out. It's a giving. It's all about giving.
It's a giving. You know, I wanted to bring up, let's just dive into the text.
Okay, let's do it.
This one says, I'm a straight man. Nope. This says, I'm a straight married guy. I think my vision is going.
Oh, here we go.
No, I swear to God, I'm going blind.
All right.
I was in yoga today, and I looked up at the ceiling, and I saw so many goddamn floaters.
Okay.
I can't see what's going on around me. I'm walking through this world with 50% vision.
Well, we know that you used to wear a patch over your eye, and it was said,
the good eye is going. That's the problem. The good eye is going.
They always said, if your good eye goes, the bad eye will step up. So don't worry. You still got the bad eye.
Perfect.
It's like, it's in the dugout, waiting to be... Waiting to start playing.
The relief pitcher.
It's the relief pitcher.
Okay. All right. Life as an amblyope, aka
what does that
a lazy eyed motherfucker. Okay. Yeah. Let's get back to this text.
All right. Well, we definitely diverted off course. We got into one of the Cam's neurosis again.
I'm a straight married guy for 20 years. Listening to episode 121, intro to anal play. I love butt play on me. It feels really good, but my wife doesn't like to do it. Was looking for ways that I can satisfy her more, so she wants to do more with me. Prostate massage would be great.
Okay, I suggest getting those gloves.
Get some nitrite gloves. Yeah, that's what they recommended. It's like nitrile.
Surgical gloves. That's what it's called. Whatever. Are we getting sponsored by Nitrile?
No, they're just like a specific type of industrial glove that the pleasure mechanics recommended.
Get some sort of a glove. And have her do it that way. I think it'd be a lot less distasteful for her.
Yeah, because that's probably what she doesn't like about it.
Who wants that goddamn shit in your fingernails?
Well, if you clean, you don't necessarily have that. But in any case, it's much more hygienic if you just use these nitrile gloves.
Get the hair down there and everything. It can be dingleberries.
Yeah.
It's got
dingleberries. My mother says dingleberries. That's great.
All right, so it could be a compromise.
Yeah. I think this was also in reference to, I kind of went off on a tangent this last, maybe it's not in reference to it, but it relates to what I talked about in the last morning after show, where I was explaining that, you know, you want to get to a point where the partner wants you to experience pleasure and vice versa, where you want the partner to experience pleasure. And that's, you know, that's why you choose to do this.
You know, and people are more open-minded than they ever were before.
Yeah.
Which is great, I think, compared to how I remember myself being.
Totally. I also want to say, though, there's a nuance here, which is that it shouldn't be treated as a tit-for-tat situation.
No, of course not.
Where you're doing something, like, in this situation, it sounds like, I love butt play on me, it feels really good, but my wife doesn't like to do it, was looking for ways that I can satisfy her more, so she wants to do more with me. It does sound, in that situation, it's a tit for tat, which is not what I'd recommend.
No.
Because it's like, you don't want to just do something because you're like, oh, I hope that they reciprocate by doing this exact same thing for me.
Except if it's a massage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a perfect example.
No, I put a timer on, okay?
At least, I actually think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because at least at that point, you guys can both mutually agree on, like, what you both want and get something. If that's a dynamic that works for you, that works.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like, I give a 10-minute massage and I get back in 1 minute. That's kind of bullshit.
But what I'm against is just kind of, it's almost like, it's like passive aggression, but it's like passive pleasure where you're like,
ooh,
you're trying to like, you know, make this suggestion to this person like, oh, I, you know,
yeah,
hey, please, will you touch my nipples this way? Because so you touch them that way. And truly, I mean, they might not like it that way. So you're not pleasuring them in any particular way. Do you see what I'm saying here? So you're completely lost. your eyes just glazed
Which
over.
Which nipples are you talking about?
Okay. I'm just, it's an example.
No, so, I'm saying, well, you could talk about like a man's nipples or a woman's nipples or both.
Here's the example. For this particular example, say it's just a man and a woman.
Okay.
Having a wonderful night together.
Okay.
The man has sensitive nipples that he likes to get stroked.
Okay.
So he starts stroking. He's like, oh, I want her to stroke my nipples. So I'm going to start stroking her nipples to give her the indication that I want that experience.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Why?
Don't do that.
Why?
Because that's such a, it's so passive.
No, I mean, yeah, obviously it would be better if he say, hey,
say it. And,
hey,
and then
stroke my goddamn nipples, will you?
Yeah. And then the whole, that then relieves the tension. And this is my particular, you know, preference. I like the open communication.
Do you like
it? I don't want to have to fucking think the whole time when I'm hooking up with someone.
Yeah,
oh, is she doing this just because she really wants me to fucking do this
to her? You're right.
She's kissing under the back of my elbow. Do I need to go kiss her elbow because that's what she really wants? Or is she just into it? I can't stand it.
Do you like it?
It needs to be on the table. And he said, we need to talk about it.
Of course.
I mean, obviously, you can read whether the person is enjoying
or
it.
Someone could just like, if you want something, then you can grab the person's hand and
yes,
put it there.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. You don't even need to talk about it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, I
you like, wait, can I ask you, sometimes you like your nipples pinched?
No, honestly, my nipples have like, I don't think they even have nerve endings. Yeah, I have no.
Can I tell you, I think our society though has started to embrace fetishes a little more than they were when I was in my early 20s, 30s. Because I remember one of my friends saying that one of her boyfriends loved to wear her pink underpants. And I always thought, what's wrong with this guy? What is that? And she said, actually, what they like to do is both of them like to get inside her pink underpants.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a freak. I would never want to go out with this guy because he's a fucking freak. But now I'm thinking, hey, it's just his fetish. Why not?
Why not?
But this is because
it's
of the podcast. Back to the podcast.
Play.
I don't think it was state of play. You're
that
thinking,
is a state of play.
No, that's a state of deviant sexual.
No, that's no, that's essentially the same thing.
I think he just got turned on by that. It wasn't not like playing in a goofy way. They
right.
were very serious about this.
I know, but it's just like this open. When I say play, I mean
yeah,
this like open eyed,
play parties,
creative.
Let's just do anything and not judge anybody. But yeah, back in the day, I thought that was so strange and weird, and I don't know if I could go out with a guy that was into that. And now I'm like, huh. That's another normal little preference, fetish, whatever you call it.
Because of the podcast.
Because of the podcast.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, let's move on to this one.
I want to ask the listeners what they think about that. You find it easier to open up about your fetishes, preferences, desires than it was 10, 20 years ago? Let's hear it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe because of this podcast. I would like to know if this affected people's communication.
And sex life.
If they have like an example of how just listening to us talk has affected their communication.
Because it affected
me. It's a little bit narcissistic to hear that, but I am just curious.
It's not narcissistic if you are curious so that you can help other people if it's working.
Fair.
And if it's not working, we should know that too.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
Except that if they tell us something like that, I'm get ready to be defensive. I'm just kidding.
we got a couple texts and voicemails about this blueberry incident.
Okay.
The marijuana blueberries. Hi, my name is Shannon, and think that you should eat the blueberries with your mom. Lol. Thank you, Shannon.
See, they all want us to have a good time.
They want us to have. Shannon, they want to have me have a fucking meltdown on the air.
Shannon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. Shannon.
We also got a voicemail. Check this out.
Hi, this is Karen Lee Potter's daughter's boyfriend, Andy, and weed. In terms of sex, it makes me come super hard. Highly recommend, 5 stars. It really depends on the variety, though. It also increases the intimacy. So, yeah, I guess I said my 2 points. All right, thanks. Great show. First time, long time. Bye.
Okay, seriously, when I heard that, I did not know if he's serious or if he's joking, because he's got a really funny sense of humor. What do you think?
Obviously, he might be serious, but the fact that he left this as a voicemail made me laugh so fucking hard. I could not believe that he left this for
us. Especially knowing my daughter. Oh my God.
I love that he left this for us.
Do you know if your daughter, if your sister, did she know that he did this?
I have no clue. I laughed when I heard this. I literally laughed for like a minute straight. And then I called him and told him thank you for the message.
And what did he say?
He wanted to share that with us.
Oh my God. I just was a little off put by it. I just was not expecting it.
You're put off by this?
I was just like, what?
Come on.
Just because I think, like, I don't know. I don't see your sister being as, I don't know. It just,
yeah, but this makes sense for Andy.
It makes sense for him, but it makes sense.
She's not saying anything.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh,
okay.
My God. So hard.
He comes so hard on weed. Okay, I'm glad you shared that with us, Andy. Thank you.
I love that. All right, moving right along. This family is one fucked up family, is what you're thinking right now.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking about my own family. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
This says, hey, Cam and Karen Lee, it's Kenzie, and I just listened to episode 180 with Adina Rivers. Cam asked about something akin to pole dancing to awaken male sexuality. I fucking love that idea, by the way. There should be something to get men.
Have you not watched The Full Monty? Have you not watched
it's
Magic Mike?
It's not the same, I don't think.
Yeah, you go be a male stripper, but like Doorway Dave tried to teach you.
I know. I don't think it's the exact same thing. Because
it's the exact same thing. What episode is Doorway Dave?
I don't know. In my experience,
yes,
I don't think that I have, like, if I tried to strip in a sexy way, that wouldn't make me feel more sexy.
Why?
It just makes me feel kind of awkward.
Well, because you were doing it in front of me, but if you weren't,
no,
doing
I was
it,
not stripping in front of you. This could be in front of anyone. I
no,
just
you
feel
remember
like
you
that
had
wouldn't,
to, during that.
It just it doesn't sit well on me, at least. So this is what Kenzie says. Cam asked about something akin to pole dancing to awaken male sexuality. I am a fire spinner and a pole dancer, and I think spinning fire is a great way to harness some of that creative sexual energy for any gender. If you know how to juggle, you could get a set of fire clubs or try to start spinning staff or poi, which are traditionally masculine fire props. Oh, that's pretty interesting. There's a masculine and feminine fire prop.
No, I think she's saying it's a masculine thing to do that.
Yeah, but I'm sure this.
Wait, hold on.
What?
You're going to be throwing fire props?
Honestly, that is the type of thing. I think she's probably right.
With your eye?
That is a terrible idea for me.
Yes.
I can't see shit. They should not allow me to drive.
So what the hell are you going to be throwing fire sticks
in
there?
In theory, this is a phenomenal idea.
No, it's a horrible idea, and you'll burn yourself. It'll be funny for a second, and then it'll be tragic because you burn yourself.
Yeah.
You're doing it for the bit.
I'm doing it for the male sexuality.
You're going to get sexually turned on watching your hair go on fire?
I'm not going to get turned on. It's just, it is this nuanced, like, feeling of energy that comes from, like, this creative sexual energy. Do you know what
Doorway
I mean by
Dave
that?
Doorway Dave taught you how to strip. What
Doorway Dave didn't.
What episode was that?
I think it's more of like a spectacle. It's not, I think, I don't know.
No, he'd get turned on by that, I'm sure.
He probably is getting turned on by that.
Yeah.
All right.
And by the way,
you keep saying what episode. You could look it up.
I am so bad. It will take me 3 weeks to look up what episode.
All right, hold on. It's episode 67, Striptease Lesson with Pro Exotic Dancer Doorway Dave. How do you like that?
I think I'm glad. That's what I'm talking about. Why don't you go back and take a re-listen?
I'll take a re-listen, okay? It was basically, I think the sound got a little fucked up on that one.
I think
we literally were just getting, I was getting a pole dancing or a stripping lesson.
Yeah, it's a lot safer for you to go back and get a round two on Doorway Dave's strip class than for you to do the fire thing.
I agree. All right, here's another little voicemail I wanted to play.
I might say, though, when I did pole dancing, I didn't find it particularly sexy. I found it challenging as fuck.
It is a fucking endurance sport like crazy.
I wasn't able to lift myself like a half an inch off the ground.
All right. Here's another voicemail that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Hi, good morning. This message is for Cameron. My name is Angeline. I'm reaching out for Make Space Storage. We got a request for a quote last night.
You're right. That had nothing to do with what we were talking about. What the hell was that?
You know, sometimes we get these little gems that I want to throw in on our voicemail.
Okay, I got a little gem I got to tell you about.
Okay.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, God. Anytime you try to pull something up, it takes forever.
No, I actually did a screenshot of it so I wouldn't lose it. Okay, here it goes. This is for us. The name, I'm just going to give the first name Raj and his email address. And the message says, "Hi, I am Raj, new sex boy." Okay. What were we supposed to do with that? Because it was sent to a sex talk with my mom.
I saw that and I got so excited. I never had a sex boy, yeah. Let alone an old sex boy.
Named Raj.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a new sex boy.
He's my new sex boy. I'm so happy. Thank you for being our sex boy, Raj.
Raj, you are the best. Can we put Raj in our little Mr. Bean team?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Raj the sex boy. Here's a beautiful thing that we received. How about this? I would like to know how many creepy messages do you think you average a week?
What are they asking me or you?
I think that was a collective.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't the beautiful thing, but I got sidetracked on
well,
that.
Well, just so you know, I mean, if they ask me, I must have at least, I would say 50.
Per week?
Yeah, minimally.
Like dick pics and all?
Dick pics, disgusting squirting emojis, that kind of stuff.
Yuck.
Yeah.
You know what I found? That we often get looped into these like group
messages
on Instagram that is like pretty racist and fucked up.
Yeah. I always block the
those
shit out
DMs,
of them.
DMs. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that's
don't
about.
Don't DM us that crap, people.
Don't DM us.
Don't ask me to rate your cock size. I don't give a shit.
But if you want to DM us, we enjoy your DMs, just not these randos on Instagram.
Yeah, no randos that are trying to be pervy.
All right. So here is something, a beautiful thing. This person texted us, "So I'm listening to episode 183. I realize that Cam is truly a poetic human. It boggles my brain to think that he's single. Cam, honey, I really hope your house hunting gal is the one because you truly deserve happiness. I know that someone of your nature can give the right woman happiness, and I really want that for you. That's all. I love the podcast, and have a great night."
Aww.
That is the sweetest fucking message I think I've ever received.
That was so sweet.
How sweet is it?
Very sweet. I'm glad she recognizes the sweetness in you.
I really appreciate that well wish, the compliment, a poetic human.
You're a poetic human.
It's amazing. Yeah, I'm a little speechless about that.
Oh.
And hopefully things with the house hunting gale will continue to go well. We've hung out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's going well.
Let's hear.
That's all I have to say at this point. I don't love chatting about
current women.
Yeah, women,
I
because
can see.
It you know, it involves them.
I get it.
I can talk about my experience, but I don't know. It also like it might affect, you know, it's like one of those, the particles that is observed will not be the same as the particle unobserved. Okay. You have no clue what I'm talking about.
I totally know what you're talking
about.
Yeah, it's like you can't do a random
study.
Physics
thing.
Nailed
it. Ooh. Mother.
I knew what you're talking about, boy. All right. Can I talk about my week?
Yeah, I will. I could say one thing
you could say something
about this house hunting situation. So there has been kissing involved in our hangs. Okay?
Yeah.
I am amazed by my mental state when kissing.
What does that mean?
I have never heard the voice in my head louder than when I'm kissing someone. It's unbelievable.
Is that a good voice?
Sometimes I'm completely present and I feel every sensation that is occurring. And then other times I hear it sounds like a radio in my head.
Don't blame this on me. Is that where this is going?
No, I'm not blaming this on you. Okay. Why would I blame this on you?
I like that.
Should I blame this on you?
Probably. I guarantee somewhere this is my fault.
I imagine this is a pretty typical experience for people, whether they're conscious of it or not.
What do you think is typical? Like that you can't focus on the actual kiss because you're worried about, well, if I don't, what I wonder what she's thinking. I wonder where we should go after this. I wonder if this means that we're going to have to go to have the
correct,
second base,
correct,
third base,
correct,
home,
all,
home run.
All of the above. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all sorts of thoughts come up. I mean, it can get existential.
This is why I think
what are we doing kissing over here?
Why don't you just get high?
Are you kidding? When I get high, the voice, this, maybe that's the only other time the voice gets louder.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That sounds horrible. A little small, relaxing hit.
No, it's never a relaxing hit. It goes right into the brain.
How about a glass of wine? A little glass of white wine.
I had a glass of wine.
Oh, my God.
And imagine that's a dampened voice radio in my head.
Oh, my God. All right. Well,
I'm anyway, but sometimes I'm present, which is great. It's a practice.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we can move on from that.
I have nothing to say about that, except I'm sure once you're more comfortable, then you'll start focusing more on the actual behavior and less on the thought process.
I love that. I'm hoping as well. But it is exciting. I feel a tendency in me to want to, like, I just want to know this person already. Like, I don't want to have to go through all the rigmarole of being like, what does this mean? Does this action mean this? Does that mean that?
Why don't you just talk about it?
I do. Okay. You don't think I expressed that?
What am I saying?
Yeah,
oh,
it's like a
God. It's like a psychoanalysis of every date.
I don't envy any girl that's on a date with me. She's probably like, what is going on with this head case? And why are you making me do the fucking introspection that I'm... Why am I going down this rabbit hole with you?
You're doing like a whole therapy session on her?
Although I will say I think I'm getting better at dating.
Good.
I think so. I'm more relaxed. I'm kind of like not expecting that much.
You got your confidence
I'm much cooler. I'm much cooler relative to what I was like, you know, 5-10 years ago.
That makes sense though. You're more comfortable with yourself.
I'm old.
You're an old man, turning 30 soon.
Can you believe this? Next week I'm turning 30.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a big 30 party.
Are we?
I don't know. Maybe on the podcast we will.
All right. That could be fun.
Maybe that's when we eat the blueberries. We've got to get 25 new patrons for Cam's birthday.
Yeah, gifts have been on my mind as well recently.
I know, and I wanted to get you something really special. Hey, listeners, DM me or message me and tell me what I should get Cam.
Oh.
It's got to be like
that is a sweet idea.
A Buddhist-related thing, of course, but tell me what to get him because I'm at a loss.
At Karen Lee Love? Wait, what's your handle?
Yeah, you can go to Karen Lee Love and message me there because he sees the sex stuff.
Is your handle on Instagram at Karen Lee Love?
Yeah, Karen Lee Love.
Oh, wow. That is a very sweet idea.
Yeah.
All righty.
And? If you could think of a birthday celebration that we could do on the podcast, let us know that.
Here's what I will say that what my thought related to gifts recently. Sometimes I receive a gift from a family member, and it's just a cash,
yes,
or a donation to the Campoder Relief Fund,
which, in fairness, this is the way your head works because you got this one part of you that like wants a special, unique, well thought out gift. And the other part is like, I need cash because I need to eat. And so it's difficult to know what to give you.
I totally understand that. However, there is a way, maybe it's a two-part present.
One is a cash donation
to allow me to have underwear that doesn't have holes in it. And the other is perhaps just a nice letter.
Well, of course.
I'm not saying particularly to you. I'm just saying...
No, I'm saying, of course.
In general, I look at our family and like what we do for around holidays and stuff like that. And so often, I receive just like a regular template card with a check in it. And while it's a nice idea, relative to the gifts I've received from, say, close friends of mine, like this editing software is that I'm currently using to edit this was a holiday present from a very, very close friend.
Yes.
That was one of the most meaningful gifts I've ever received.
And it makes you feel so good when you give someone something that they really, really love, like when I gave my friend a didgeridoo.
Exactly.
I thought that girl was going to have, I literally think she almost had an orgasm on the spot. I've never seen someone so happy in my life because she's a musician and loves to play different instruments. It was a perfect gift for her, and it made me feel like a freaking $1 million.
Yeah.
But it's really not easy to come up with didgeridoos for everybody.
First of all, I came up with the fucking fact that you needed to push the didgeridoo onto her.
Well, when I told her about the didgeridoo, she said, I want one.
Right. And then you told me, and then you almost put it on the wayside.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you need to get this to her.
Yeah,
so you're taking a lot of credit right now for this brilliant gift that, for the record, I basically handled.
Okay, Mr. Take away all my steam.
I'm just saying.
Take away all my steam. The point was I gave her a really good gift. Whether or not I wrapped it the way you suggested, which I didn't, or wrote a beautiful handwritten card, which I
didn't. You were about
to
not even get it for her.
You said
forget about the whole thing. Let me just take it to dinner. I was like, no, you need to give. She's been extremely nice to you. You should get her. But this is what I'm saying. I mean,
it is easy to get lazy with gifts, but I guess when you do.
It is a love language. It could be a love language.
Yeah.
So I really, a little.
I have learned from that.
What would make the other person really happy is so good.
I have definitely learned that from you.
Thank you. And I've learned that from actually my friend that gave me the
editing software. Yeah.
Because he's over the years given me so many sweet gifts.
Well, I always know that like if it's not someone's birthday or whatever and you find something special for a person that you know this person would love, I'll buy it all the time and hold on to that until the opportunity comes up.
I don't know if that's a true statement.
That is 100%
true. In our relationship.
Wait, do you know what I went through the other day to buy you a goddamn t-shirt?
But was that at all related to the fact that I had been making an effort, emphasis on...
No, I really wanted to get you a goddamn t-shirt and I failed and miserably. I tried so hard to get the special t-shirt because it looked like you. It had the same face. It was a Salvador Dali with this pencil thin mustache coming. It was so you.
The same face as me and Salvador Dali?
Yeah. Oy. Dada. I tried, so I called at least 15 different stores to get it, and I failed. But the attempt was there.
I appreciate it.
The thought that counts.
It is. Honestly, it is. All right, but, so you're off the hook. You don't need to give me anything that's that meaningful.
Oh,
but a check would be wonderful.
Oh, you heard it here, folks. He does want the money after all, and a well-thought handwritten card.
That would be tremendous.
Which is your forte, I gotta say. Anyway, so speaking of when I went to Florida and saw the t-shirts, I'd like to bring up a few incidents that happened there.
Okay.
So the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right. So the good was I was with three of my favorite friends, and we stayed in Florida at someone's house, and we had huge laughing attacks.
Under the influence of any substances?
A lot of substances, mainly martinis and some of the weed pen.
Martinis and marijuana.
And the two M's, they work well together as long as I just have one. I dilute it with ice cubes because if I have more than one, it's a disaster. It's a little, literally, I cannot handle. Meanwhile, the friends I'm with, they can drink three of them. Anyway, so the point I'm bringing up is that we our basic time was not, we thought we were going to go out and see these like Rod Stewart impersonator and Elvis and all that other stuff. You know what we ended up doing?
No.
Coming home, eating a lot of candy and playing with the fattest dog you've ever seen in your life. This dog looked like a pig. It looked like a pig, snorts like a pig. It's so fat. It's a puggle and it's round. It's like a round beach ball. And it snorts and it can't breathe and it's hilarious. So all we did was like, you know, play with the dog. And then one exciting thing happened. One of my friends and I were on the beach while the other two went to get the car. And these two, very handsome, I might say, both of them were good, gorgeous guys that were, they were putting the beach chairs away. They said, are you guys going to be here tomorrow? And we said, no. They said, why don't you move here?
Oh.
Yeah, they were definitely hitting on us.
Oh, wow.
Both me and my other friend, Jan, we were like, were they just hitting on us?
Were you excited about it?
The two of us were giddy as schoolgirls.
Oh, my God.
We were like, we have not lost it yet.
Oh, my God.
Highlight of the trip
is getting hit. You took petting a fat dog and getting hit on by a beach person.
Two.
That is hilarious.
Two handsome beach guys.
You know, it stands out to me. There's a parallel here between giving gifts and the moments that you thought, oh, what's going to make this trip is the Rod Stewart concert. But the two moments that stand out.
By the way, it was Rod Stewart impersonator. Okay, it wasn't the Rod Stewart concert by any means.
Well, but what's interesting, like the times we really enjoy life is when we're really present and like enjoying
the moment,
enjoying the moments, the little things,
yeah,
you know, it's
the
like
unplanned stuff.
I'm choosing to like a gift. I'm also basing this because I just saw L.A. Story with Steve Martin. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, it's so good, so romantic.
Oh,
So sweet. And there's something about, like, there's something about being romantic or being thoughtful that will just immediately put you in the present moment. And it says something about your approach to life. Like, I'm actually going to use my existence to I'm going to appreciate the fact that I'm alive. Whereas when we just go through our days and, like,
yeah,
you know, just phone it in a little bit, where we don't take the time to actually do that romantic gesture or do that thoughtful experience
or really live life,
or just get into this idea that's of the subtle, I'm going to play with a fat dog. I mean, that is the little, you're taking life by the cojones.
And then the other thing that really sets you into let's prioritize the important things in life is going through what I went through in one day, one morning, within 1 hour, I get 3 phone calls. You know how they say bad news comes in 3? 3 phone calls. One, my father, who is fighting and battling cancer, had a turn for the worst, just really bad, and it was very upsetting. Number 2, my best friend calls me up, tells me she took a puppy in to get neutered, and the puppy died on the table.
Oh.
She was hysterical. Number 3, my other father-in-law calls up, or his wife calls me up and announces to me that he has cancer and another type of cancer. It was like, what the fuck? What's this black cloud? And 3 black clouds decided to descend on me at the exact moment in time and space. This is a nice getaway I had over there.
How did you handle it?
With compassion, of course.
No, what did you do?
Probably got high. No, I'm just kidding.
It would not surprise me.
I think that probably is what I did. No, I think we... Oh, that is one of the days we went day drinking. So most likely I got into the moment. You know, you can only stay down for a few minutes and then you got to, like, say, okay, what are we going to do here? Are we going to wallow in self-pity? Or are we going to try to, like, allow ourselves to grieve a little bit and then move on?
As my grandma, your mother, says, she has Parkinson's. And she says, I allow myself 20 minutes a day to be depressed.
Right.
So sweet.
And she always adds, and it's not cumulative. But I guess I get the temperament from her. And it is tough. It is tough when all this stuff seems to be, you know, raining down at you at once. But you got to just rise above it and think about the 2 cute guys on the beach.
I think you can think about it as passing clouds. Like it,
yeah.
I am in the process of moving right now. And, you know, also dealing with the dying grandparents. And I am amazed at how it can affect my mood, but I can also be amazed at how quickly my mood can change.
That comes from meditation, probably.
I think everyone's mood changes. You know, it depends on if you're surrounding yourself with people, if you're eating well, if you're sleeping well. I mean,
if you got a nice margarita in front of you.
Yeah. So the perspective is what really can change.
Right. It helped me to be surrounded by friends.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, we have come up on time, Mother.
Oh, no.
I would like to play one last voicemail.
Okay.
Do you have any? Did you have any last thoughts?
Other than my Birds and the Bees song?
Well, that's the voicemail. I wanted a little play right
now.
Let's
hear it.
Hey, I was just finishing up listening to episode 180, and I just thought it was so, like, funny. Karen was just struggling with that end song, and so I just started singing in my car. And I thought that this would be a cute little tune for you guys. So, yeah. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the songs and the trees and the wonderful Kim and Karen Lee. That wasn't as good as it was before, but yeah, I just thought that was a cute little tune that I would share with y'all. Huge fan as always.
That was a beautiful rhyme. Did you hear that rhyme?
Yeah, I'm glad she shared it with y'all.
Thank you.
I love it. Anyone else want to come up with some new tunes? I'm always open to suggestions. So here goes. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the wonderful way we gifted these. No. I was going to say something about pink panties. No. What?
Oh, goddamn. So bad. Thank you for listening.
Bye.